Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. I want to break this broadcast into two parts. In part one, we return to Romans 1 verse 4. In part two, I want to remind you about something I've asked you to do. You might remember that we have highlighted the title the Apostle Paul gives to Jesus at the end of verse 4 of Romans 1. Paul writes, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we have talked about what each of these names means. And then last time I invited you to focus with me on our Lord. Jesus Christ is our Lord if we love him with our faith and obedience. Our, O-U-R, applies to everyone in the body of Christ. If you are not yet a Christian, then I invite you to be, and I will be happy to tell you more about what it means and, of course, about who Jesus is and how he has transformed my life. Write to me. For Christians, I want to make a pastoral connection between the Lord and us, the our, again, O-U-R, of which Paul speaks. Inherent in the name Lord is that Jesus Christ is to be obeyed. He has bought us at the price of his life, and we belong to him. He is our benevolent master, and we are his slaves. And our Lord means that Jesus is master over more than just you or more than just me. He is Lord over all who believe in him. And if we are going to successfully obey our master, if we're going to express our love for him by doing what pleases him, then we need one another. I am very concerned, especially during a season in which, due to coronavirus restrictions, Christians are not fellowshipping with one another in person, that we are living lonely Christian lives. And this makes us susceptible to losing our love for Christ and certainly to start slipping our obedience to his commands. Life in Jesus Christ was never meant to be lived alone. That's why Jesus established and formed the church, the people of God. We require one another. That's why Jesus is our Lord, plural, and not only my Lord, singular. Are you outside of fellowship with other Christians right now? Well, come on back tomorrow and let's talk more about how we might resolve this. Jesus is our Lord. Perhaps we can help one another. And now part two. May is the month for mail. So if you have never written to me before, if you'll write by May 31st, I will send you this very readable book, Can I Know God's Will? By R.C. Sproul. The book is Can I Know God's Will? And the author is R.C. Sproul. This is yours completely free of charge if you have never written to me before. My addresses are forthcoming, but here they are now. By email, write mark@godisministry.org. And Pastor Mark, P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. I'll be honest, I have not heard from many of you, and this concerns me. The only way I will know if you are listening and benefiting in some way from Definition is if you write to me. Your note does not need to be fancy or long. Just let me know you're out there. If this broadcast has some value for you, I would really like to know. So let me know. Would you? And then join me for the Thursday edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.